When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Dean Richards Entertainment News now, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And quite a surprise on North Clark Street last night, wasn't it, Dean?
It was. Rumors started leaking out right after we talked yesterday morning that there was going to be a big show at the Metro on Clark Street in Wrigleyville, and turned out that it was Metallica returning to the Metro. They haven't played there in 38 years. The very first time that they played in Chicago was at the Metro. So tickets went on sale in about 90 minutes. The whole place was sold out. Ticket prices were $19.83 to commemorate their first appearance here in 1983. And if you have your earmuffs, you may want to put them on, you know, as we give you just a little taste of what it sounded like inside the Metro last night.
There, rock on. Kids had to be overflowing out into the street last night.
You know what? The kids were like, you know, 50 years old.
That's right. Sure.
This was not a young crowd for this. There was, you know, a lot of gray hair at the Metro last night, enjoying the show. People saying that they missed the opportunity to see them at the Metro back in the day. You know, Metallica does not play venues like this. They play the big major arenas. So to have an opportunity to see them in a small venue like this, and it was packed. Everyone had to show their vaccination card before they went in, had to show proof of a negative COVID test. So, you know, it was as safe as it possibly could be in the Metro. Oh, thanks for turning that off.
Oh, come on, Dean. Don't be an old fogey. Good for the Metro. Good for Joe Shanahan. Yeah. That's very cool.
Now I'm going to have that song in my head all day today.
Genesis is coming in November, and the tour is underway. What do we know about what we're going to see here?
It's, it's going to be nice to see Genesis again. You know, the core of the group is all still there, but the kind of the sad part of this whole thing is that Phil Collins does appear in the show, but not on drums. He sits in a chair the whole night and sings. He said that he recently had a spinal injury, and he can't even hold drumsticks anymore. He's not in the greatest physical shape. So his 20-year-old son, Nick, now has taken over on the drums, and they play all of their hits. The whole thing, you know, the concert tour started last night, and, you know, people are saying it was a terrific show. But Phil Collins is saying when this tour is over, they're going to tour in the U.S. and in England, and when that's done, he is absolutely done touring. So I'm sad to hear about that, but
last chance to see him November 15 and 16 at the United Center. Lauryn Hill canceled. Was that because of COVID?
Not because of COVID at all. It's because of her old band got back together.
And,
That's really what it's about. She was set to play this coming Saturday at Ravinia, and her former band, the Fugees, with Wyclef Jean and Pras Michel, decided to get back together again and put on a worldwide tour. And they, you know, said, you know, you want to, let's get the band back together again. And she said, okay. So she is going to be touring now with the Fugees. Bad news if you wanted to see her this weekend at Ravinia, because that's been canceled. But good news that the Fugees will be coming to Chicago in the not-too-distant future, November 2nd. They will be at the United Center. And Lauryn is offering special pre-sale access for Chicagoans who had, if you purchased tickets to see her at Ravinia, she's going to offer you special pre-sale access to the Fugees show. and a portion of the proceeds for that show will benefit Ravinia's Reach, Teach, and Play music education program. So she's, you know, trying to give back a little bit because of the last-minute cancellation there.
Do you expect, once we get the booster going, that we will have a lot of acts announcing tours, mostly after the first of the year?
I think so. I think that's going to be the case. Everybody, you know, because a lot of shows were scheduled to go, and then when Delta variant came along, everything, a lot of the shows got put on hold. Lady Gaga is one example of it that was supposed to happen and didn't. So I think we are going to see something like that happen. It'll probably be shows that will be in the spring and summertime, because they're still going to try to keep things outside as much as they can.
Yeah, I imagine that there will be a fight for venues because you've had so many people on the sidelines for so long, and everybody's going to want to get back into it at once.
Yeah, especially for the big groups that, you know, it's unlike Metallica, it's going to go into a small club like the Metro. You know, a lot of these places want to play the United Center. They want to play the bigger arenas around Chicago. And, you know, we've got the United Center. We've got the Allstate Arena. We've got Tinley Park, you know, but those, you know, some of these are going to be weather contingent. Tinley Park is going to be, Soldier Field is going to be weather contingent. So, you know, we're just not sure about where some of these players are going to be once things get going again.
Well, I know you'll have the first information on that, as always.
I love that we're talking about things getting back going again. So, you know, that's good.
Well, we hope. We kind of did this before and then had a bit of a relapse.
Very true.
Get the vaccine. We'll talk about Kanye West, Amy Schumer, and hear from the star of Dear Evan Hansen with Dean in a moment here.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, starts your day.
And Dean Richards has the entertainment news, as always, at this time of the morning, which is 8:22. And what is the health situation with Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer revealed over the weekend that she had undergone surgery. She lost my story here. Good old computers. And I remember the good old days when we just had paper scripts.
Like me to recount all the stations, TV and radio I've worked at in my career? Do you need 10 minutes?
Don't burn up all my time here. Because I know you probably have been on about as many as I have as well. But, Amy Schumer. I hate computers. Okay, so Amy Schumer. I'm going to try to do this like I'm not reading it now from the computer.
Okay.
Had surgery a couple of days ago and had her uterus and her appendix removed. She said that she was diagnosed with endometriosis, a disorder in which the tissue that normally lines the uterus grows outside of it. She said that it had spread to her appendix, so that needed to be removed as well. And Amy Schumer saying the only reason she's sharing the story is to raise awareness for other women who may be going through this because it's really painful and you need to get it checked out. And let me just emphasize once again, that's right off the top of my head. I am not reading that from anything right now.
You know, at first reaction to that, you start cringing, thinking, you know, why put that on social media? But then you realize that is a brave, wonderful thing for her to do, isn't it?
It's something very private. But I give her a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, a lot of people are going through it and they don't want to talk about it. They're not sure what's going on. They feel alone. You are not alone.
Yeah, it takes away the stigma. We have celebrity real estate news involving Kanye West this morning, don't we?
I love any good Kanye West story. It always perks up my day when we hear stories about him. But he apparently has purchased a new home. He's got that, you know, that home, his childhood home here in Chicago that he's restoring. He's got a ranch in Wyoming, and according to reports, now has purchased a $57 million home in Malibu. The thing about this is when you look at this Malibu place that he has alleged to have purchased, It looks like a garage. There's nothing special looking about it at all. And I guess that, you know, that's sort of what they go for there. They don't want to stand out. They don't want gawkers coming by. This looks like a bunker.
Well, but are you looking at a picture that was taken from Pacific Coast Highway 1? Because unless you see the homes in that area from the ocean side, they don't look like much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, this one definitely does not. I'm looking at a picture that was posted, you know, by the realtors on this. They, you know, they put them up on the sites when they're selling them. So it just looks like a concrete parking garage. So I hope for $57 million that it looks much better inside.
Well, it's the location. You're
I hate to think that my house looks nicer than his. That's not right.
What did you think of the star of Dear Evan Hansen?
Oh, I love Ben Platt. Yeah, I think he's just, you know, one of our really great young talents. He starred on Broadway and won a Tony Award for his performance in Dear Evan Hansen. The story about this loner high school kid who's just painfully longing to be seen and heard by his family and friends. It's a really clever story of the cruelty of being in high school in the social media age. It was so great on stage, and now it has been made into a movie, which I think it's also great on the big screen. I'll tell you more about that at the end of the week, but he's gone back to his original role. We first met him when he was here in Chicago in the Book of Mormon. So when I talked to him on a Zoom call, we talked a little Chicago. It's been almost 10 years since I first met you in Book of Mormon here in Chicago. What are your memories of being here, being in that show, you know, all before Dear Evan Hansen?
Mostly euphoria. I mean, that show is like the most joyful, hilarious, high energy dream of a show, especially to do as a young person, as a 19-year-old. And I had already listened to it, you know, throughout high school, and was a huge musical theater fan of everything, and of course of Book of Mormon as well, because that was kind of the big buzzy show of the moment. And so the reality of getting to be part of that myself and finally realize the dream of performing in such a like incredible professional environment was a gift. And I loved Chicago. I loved spending time there. I feel like I don't know that I would have gotten the opportunity to live a whole year there in any other scenario, so I consider it a gift that I got to. And I, again, went straight from high school into the Pitch Perfect film and then also into Book of Mormon. And so, you know, getting to live on my own with a lot of other young performers and have those social experiences and grow up in that way, I considered it a really formative year.
Yeah, he's just such a nice guy, one-on-one. This movie version of Dear Evan Hansen's going to open on Friday, and I'll tell you much more about it then.
I'm looking at Kanye West's Malibu home.
Yeah, what do you think?
You're right. It does look like a garage, but this is the picture from the street. I want to go on the other side, the ocean side, and see what's back there. I would think that there would be a lot more to see there.
Should I call the realtor and tell him that
that's to set up an open house?
I'm willing to go $58 million on it. I just need a quick walk through.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye-bye.